Hurricane Dorian has hit the Bahamas, with the country's Prime Minister warning that the Category 5 storm will be a test the likes of which the islands have never seen before. There are fears that a 6-metre storm surge could overwhelm low-lying parts of the country, with the storm also threatening millions of people on the southeast coast of the United States. US President Donald Trump has cancelled a visit to Poland to deal with the fallout from the storm. Jay Barnes is a hurricane historian and the author of Florida's Hurricane History. Jay Barnes, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
This storm is bringing winds of up to 285 kilometres an hour in the terminology we use. You study hurricanes. Let's just put that into perspective for us. How dangerous and big is this one?
Well, Dorian right now sits over the Bahamas, as you mentioned, as a Category 5, and it is actually one of the strongest Cat 5s that we've ever seen in the North Atlantic. We've of course, seen a number of devastating hurricanes of that magnitude being described as sustained winds of over 157 miles per hour in the United States. So you're right. We are looking at Dorian as an epic storm in terms of intensity. Its size, however, is not tremendous. You know, hurricanes are not all the same. Some are small, some are large. Hurricane Andrew, which affected Florida in 1992, was also a Cat 5 and was also a small storm, but it made a direct landfall. It looks like, fortunately for the folks in Florida, Dorian is going to make a turn and just barely swipe the coast.
As you say, each one is different, but there is a warning with regards to this one of a life-threatening storm surge. In terms of the damage done so far already in the Bahamas, which we know is particularly vulnerable, how big is the impact?
Well, the impact depends entirely, really, on the track. And, you know, the forecasters do their very best with their computer modeling to try to position where they think the storm will go. But Dorian is proving very tricky. One of the things that this storm is doing is slowing down. And when its forward speed slows down, it sits and spins for a longer period of time. And so the folks in the Bahamas are experiencing that right now and probably will be through tomorrow. This is not a storm that's going to hit and move on, but sort of dwell at that location before turning ultimately towards the north. And then the question becomes, how close does the eye pass near the coast of Florida? Does it make landfall, as was earlier predicted, or as some of the computer models are showing, does it just pass near shore? Either way, the beaches along the Florida coast are going to be pummeled by severe beach erosion and very high tides, potentially life-threatening storm tides along the coast. And that all depends on the position of the eye as it passes.
My reading of it is that hurricanes tend to get stronger as they move over the warm waters off the coast of Florida. Could Hurricane Dorian become even stronger?
Right now, the forecast is probably not for a strengthening after sometime tomorrow night. The forecasts are from the National Hurricane Center, of course. They have the best information on those kinds of predictions. But I will say that this is very warm water, above normal temperature, and the Gulf Stream passes right along the Florida coast. The water in the Gulf Stream is similar in temperature, however, to the water over the Bahamas that allowed this storm to grow to that intensity. But there is some thought that after a couple of days, the storm will begin to turn more northward, where cooler temperatures will cause it to weaken and potentially even come to where I am on the North Carolina coast sometime later in the week, potentially as a Category 2 or even Category 1 hurricane. But again, I have to emphasize that these are just projections that, every storm is unique. We've seen them turn. We've seen them sort of fool the experts from time to time, and it's a very complex thing to forecast.
The U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA is what it's known as, is moving food, water, and generators into the southeastern United States. How well prepared is the region, if indeed this hits, with the strength that is being forecast?
Well, I will say that right now the path for Dorian is quite similar to some storms that we've had in recent years. Just last year here in North Carolina, Hurricane Florence came ashore and did a tremendous amount of damage, about $22 billion U.S. dollars in our state alone. Hurricane Matthew in 2016 followed a very similar path to Dorian, swept just off the coast of Florida, caused extensive beach erosion and damage along the Florida coast, the Georgia coast, South Carolina, and North Carolina. And right now it's looking like the path for Dorian might mimic that of Matthew. And Matthew, again, was a multi-billion dollar disaster for the United States. So even if the storm never makes landfall, it has potential to cause a significant amount of damage along our coast.
Jay Barnes, thank you.
Absolutely.
Jay Barnes is a hurricane historian and the author of Florida's Hurricane History.